Romans chapter 6 verse 23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Life on this earth is temporary at best, so it's not always good to satisfy the flesh. It feels good for the moment, but you will flunk the test. The wages of sin are always equal death, and the gift of God is always eternal life. So go ahead and give Jesus Christ the invite. Get your soul right, that's priority biz. Wait until the last minute, don't know when the last minute is. So line your will up with his, do the same with your kids. Then all y'all can witness the type of blessings he gives. It's easier said than done, because the flesh is strong. But when you quench the spirit, your decision is wrong. So train when you're young, so you don't stray when you're grown. Put Jesus in your heart, cause that's where it belongs. If you follow all the steps, heaven's where you be going. Blessings he'll start pouring, and they won't stop flowing. You get the picture I'm showing. If you think I ain't knowing, then find out for yourself. Man, I read it in Romans 6 and 23, to be exact. When you read it, I guarantee it's a death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. First two ain't changed, the wages of sin is still death. So try not to sin if you don't try nothing else. Don't ignore that little voice in the back of your head saying, don't do that, man, do this instead. Don't act like you don't hear it, that's the Holy Spirit warning you of evil every time you come near it. You gotta steer it, clear it, like an accident, then gotta disappear it, so you won't back in it and go and volunteer it. Talking about your testimony, and God will premiere it for the ones who don't know him, and then persevere and don't do it again. And if you sincere, then the blessings will begin. It all boils down to doing what's right. In the end, the gift of God will give you eternal life. That means if you do right, then that's God-like. But you gotta be real, you can't be the fraud type. It'll look like brighter days, but it's really dark nights. It's hard to recover, something like a shark bite. So go on and make it known, for your chances get blown. If you die and go to hell, it's nobody's fault but your own. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.